Good morning, everyone. How is everyone this morning? Good. Fantastic. Great to hear. And I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing very well. I'm Jeff. I'm the lead pastor here at Friends. And if you're new here this morning, we hope you've enjoyed yourself thus far. We're in the middle of a quiet series, and we're just taking down the revs right now. Just slowing down. Hey, let me tell you, there's enough right now externally that's just cranking it up, isn't it? Man, Christmas Eve, Black Friday, we just got through, and now Christmas, and everyone just rock 'em, sock 'em, push hard, fast, frenzied pace. We're just saying, time out. Breathe. Breathe. This morning, as Brad just played, just an opportunity to just connect. Disconnect from everything out there and connect with God. That's what we want you to do. I mean, let's be honest. Is there anything greater than having a moment where you can connect with the God of the universe? A personal, meaningful moment when you feel like he's just locking eyes with you. And he's concerned about with you and where you're at and what's going on in your life. Could there be anything greater? In the midst of all this trivial stuff that we're going to encounter, that we are encountering, the mad commercialism of the Christmas season, the petty gossip that flies around the water cooler at the office, the challenges of relationships that you may be in, the constant pressure to be more, to have more, to be more successful, that constant dripping that's pushing and pushing. Is there anything that could lift us above all those soul-numbing influences than a momentary connection with a living God? I don't think so. Likely that's why you're here this morning, I'm guessing. It's why you're not still sleeping, or why you're not watching football, or why you're not at the mall getting the Christmas shopping done or doing some baking. I have a feeling you got up out of bed and you drove here this morning because you're wanting to experience more than what this can give us. I know I am. Just over the last couple months, personally, I've experienced a couple windows where I've just kind of hit a funk a bit. You ever done that? Where it's like, as a dad, you take a few hits. You make some mistakes or you see stuff going on that you're just going, oh, I'm not sure what to do right now. Maybe a couple disappointments at work. You blow it with a friend. A few little paper cuts, I call them emotional paper cuts, and they end up just leaving you discouraged or winded. I've had a couple little mini chapters where I've just felt that way. And life just feels just a little harder. You ever had those moments? And I one night I wasn't sleeping well, and all this stuff is rolling through my head. Stuff with my boys, a couple things at work, thing with a friend. And my mind was just going busy, and I don't know how else to describe it except that it just felt like life was spinning a bit, or spinning. And I'm trying to grab onto something and just go, whoa, 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 I'm okay. And I remember getting up and walking downstairs. I don't know, it was maybe 3:30 in the morning. And I was tempted to just start responding to email, thinking, you know, sometimes to just lower the stress levels, if I'm at least productive, then maybe that'll help me calm down. I tell myself that. And I was going to head to my laptop, and then I thought, no. No. And I just said this. I just said, God, help. Help me. I don't, in all honesty, I don't come to that place very often. Oftentimes I'll say, hey, God, and I'll talk to him or listen, but there's a moment where I just went, God, I need you right now. And it wasn't like I was saying, God, fix that and fix that and tell me what to do. It wasn't that. It was a prayer that was just saying, God, I just need to know you're here right now. I'm not asking to make it better. I just need to know you're here. And I was standing down in the space between the living room and the kitchen in the dark in my boxers. And I'm just like, yeah, thanks. It wasn't pretty. And I had a moment. I could feel God. And if you've ever felt one of those moments, I don't even know what yours feel like. And I've had different kinds, but this one, it took me from feeling like I'm right in the clouds like this, and it's just right there, and I can't, to just like that in a moment. And I'm sitting there and standing there in darkness, and the clouds lift for a moment for me to just feel like God is just whispering in my ear. He says, you are fine. You're okay, Jarvis. Come on. I just felt, like in my soul, it just felt the sun just broke out. And I don't even know how long that moment lasted, but I remember kind of doing one of these and just going, did I just wake up? Is that why I'm feeling so good? Instantly, I felt like I will go to sleep right now. Those God moments are what propel me to do what we do here, because we're all about trying to help people bring you to this moment where you and the divine connect. It's what this is all about. When we start connecting with God, it's like our lives and the way that we operate enter a whole different plane. I could go for hours on that topic, but I'm not here to talk about all of that. These moments can ignite compassion when you've grown apathetic. One little God moment can fire up love where you have grown cold and your heart is just like a rock. A moment with God, just a brief experience with Him, can bring hope where there is just darkness and despair. One God moment can give you a shot of courage where there is absolute fear. Can transcend the monotony, the selfishness of our everyday lives and give us more purpose and significance, reasons to get out of bed. You ask me why I'm here this morning. I'm here to connect with the divine. I'm here to kind of figure out how I can make that more a reality in my life. I'm hoping you're here today too for that reason. Because we're going to take some time this morning to go there. That's the heart behind this quiet series. Been talking about things that prevent us from experiencing those divine moments. We're talking about things that can help us, that lead us into those moments. Week number one, Vince talked about shame and the powerful inhibitor it can be from experiencing God. That those voices of shame that can just scream in our ear that says, don't even think about looking and locking eyes with God because you're not worthy. Look at you. Look at what you've done. People want to connect with God, but voices of shame can hold them from taking that step forward and meeting God, walking through the door, and saying, Hi. Last week we talked about quieting the mind in order to prevent us from slipping into this fixation with the future or what has happened in the past. We borrowed some mental yoga exercises that have been proven and time-tested for thousands of years to still and calm our minds, to bring us into the now. Quit worrying about what happened or what could. Stay right here, right now. Be fully awake in this moment. Today, I want to take it really to the point where this whole thing has been building. I want to explore the actual God moment and some important pieces that can help catalyze that moment when you experience God. Of course, there are times when God just surprises us. He just shows up unexpected. But probably the majority of divine appointments need to be initiated by us. Did you know that? Some people don't realize that. They're just waiting for God to one day just kind of float in or surprise them, hijack the moment. And don't get me wrong, he can. But historically, there's a pattern of people who say, I am going to bang on God's door. I'm going to make time. I'm going to create space. I'm going to experience God somehow. Those initiating moments, just you initiating being here this morning is part, can be a part of that. You saying, no, I'm not. I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go and sit. And I'm going to immerse myself in a spiritual experience and discussion. It's part of the initiating process. But there are other things that you can do that will help. And this morning I want to talk about three things at the moment when you're ready to crack open the door and walk into God's office and meet with Him. Three things that can help. They've helped me immensely, and I'm one of probably millions who have been benefited, who have experienced God as a result of some of this stuff that we're going to talk about. The thing is, these three things I'm going to bring up, they don't easily fall into any category. They're just three different things that can shape the God moment. And rather than talking a whole lot this morning about them, I want you to experience them. And then we'll just talk about it after. Can we do that? So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to invite you. Now, if you're tired this morning, I want you pinching yourself. I want you... Whatever you have to do, because I'm going to be asking you. Okay, thanks, Brad. And I'll help you with that if you need it. Just let me know. I'm going to ask for the majority this morning that you're going to close your eyes. And there's going to be some background music playing. We learned last week, I'm telling you, that Vanessa, she knows her business. She just said, it's nice to have just a background noise just playing because it cuts the distractions and whatever, just builds an ambient noise just for you to just focus. I'm going to have you... in your own story with God this morning. So if you're a little uneasy with that, I'm sorry. This, no one else is going to be looking at you. It's just you and Him, all right? That's where we're going to go this morning. So why don't you just start by closing your eyes? And I want you to just sit back, get comfortable, pull your shoulders back, release the tension in your neck. Sit with a great posture and deep breaths in and out. Good, what they call cleansing breaths. Take anything that was on your mind coming in this morning, things you're worried about, and just like you're placing them into a box, put them in a box and put it on the side. That's not what you're going to focus on over the next while here. Deep breath. Now, with your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to envision God. But not just any picture of God. I want you to picture a God that is the most loving, the most accepting, the most forgiving, most compassionate, non-judgmental being you can imagine. What would his eyes look like? Would he be smiling? What would his body be saying with his arms and his posture? Just imagine for a moment watching this loving God at work, reaching out to people in need, encouraging, embracing people who are downcast. Cheering on people who've been rejected or disowned. Picking up people who have fallen, who feel broken. And dusting them off. Encouraging them to run again. Imagine him giving a hug to someone who's just needing it. Imagine those caring eyes, a warm smile. Now, I want you to shift now. With eyes closed still, I want you to shift the image that you have in your mind from this loving and accepting God to God as being the most wise God you can imagine. Imagine one of the most brilliant and wise people you've ever met. Imagine that. Imagine God as this renowned counselor. Think of the most wise person you know, and then just amp that up by 100. Who always speaks with such profound insight. Not arrogant, not condescending, just quiet and confident, unassuming. You look into his eyes and you see someone who is never overwhelmed by life's complexity. Surprised by any situation. All you see is calm. Nothing rattles him. He's all knowing. In the midst of all the worry and fear, he is 20 steps ahead of everyone. Imagine watching this wise God at work. Like the most sought-after consultant, guiding, whispering the next chess move, warning, calling out to someone who is making a foolish decision. Imagine him in the war room consulting with great leaders and them being blown away by his wisdom. All right, one last picture. With your eyes still closed, I'm going to ask you to picture God as the most powerful being you can imagine. Someone who is in absolute control. Someone who no one questions. Who has never been intimidated by anyone. No matter how big they are, or nasty, or evil, this God is bigger and more powerful. This is a God who will not be bullied, who will not stand for abuse, for injustice. This is a God who is ultimately capable of stopping any abusing power, overturning oppressive tyrants. Imagine this powerful God at work, making right what is wrong, helping the helpless, the victimized. Okay. I want you to open your eyes for a second. I just imagined with you God through three very biblical characteristics. Different lenses of looking at God. Now this is what I need to ask you. Think about your experience for a moment. Was there one of those images of God that reached out to you more? That you felt drawn to? When we're describing them, your mind started picturing. Was there one that you just said, whoa, 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 just stop with this one. This is good. I like this one right here. And you just feel like you can just picture him. Was there one of those that worked more than the rest? Chances are it's not going to be the same for every one of us. Think carefully, because this is going to be important as we move forward. Which picture of God became more alive for you? Which one were you more excited about being able to kind of connect with? Think carefully about this for a second. I'm sure there's reasons, I'm sure. But I'm not going to take time to consider why that might be. Just think about that for a second. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about, okay, so that's our image of God. Sometimes when we talk about connecting with God, people go, if you read throughout the Bible, God has been characterized, he's been personified. And I think it's given people handles over thousands of years to be able to go, I'm looking at God right now through this lens. If you've never done that before, and you find a lens that works, that helps you, gives gravity, crack the door open and say, God, I want to meet you today. Okay, that's the image of God. Let's move on. This next one is a very kinesthetic piece. It's what we're actually physically doing when we're in that moment when we're going to experience God. The Bible talks a lot about posture in those moments when we meet God. Abraham, the Bible tells us, fell on his face when he felt God. Moses prayed with his hands stretched out. We did that last week. Oh, was that something, watching a whole room full of hands go up. King Solomon, he knelt in prayer. Jesus prayed looking up to heaven. These are all physical postures that they took in meeting, in that moment when they met God. The Bible talks about standing, lifting the hands, sitting, bowing down, placing the head between the knees, pounding the breast, facing the temple. This is all actions we do outwardly to connect with God inwardly. Interesting, isn't it? Did you know that perhaps your posture and what you're doing might lend more to you connecting with God in that moment when you decide you want to, or less? So let's try this morning. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again. And I want you to go back to that picture of God that helped, that you felt close to God in. Whatever that picture was. Which one of those three? And maybe there is even another picture that even drew you more closely to God. Grab onto that mental image of God right now. And now what I want you to do is I want you to stand. Just quietly stand. Don't open your eyes. Just stand up. Maybe you just want to rock back and forth. Maybe you just want to stand. Maybe you want to pull back your shoulders and stretch a bit. Have that. Don't let go of that image of God in your mind. And while you're standing there, maybe what you want to try is bowing your head. Is the image still there? Is it stronger? Is it weaker? Are you feeling more distracted now? Is it drawing you closer? With your eyes still closed, why don't you try just looking up toward heaven? Keeping your eyes closed, does it help you see God? Picture Him? Or is it more distracting? Some people, when they're standing like this, they'll just simply, at waist level, hold their hands straight out, opened to the heavens, as a sign of surrender. If you feel comfortable and safe doing that, maybe you want to just try that. Just a posture that says, I am here and open. Does it help? I'm going to invite you to sit down again and try something else. Pay very close attention, because if one of these are working, you can go to this. Now as you're sitting down, what does it feel like, keeping your eyes closed, to just bend forward in your seat and bow? Picture God. Clasping your hands, does that help? Now just go back to sitting the way we started. Shoulders back. Eyes closed, but posture looking straight out. Is that picture of God still there? Okay, look at me for a second. Maybe you've never really thought about what you're doing, even when you come in on a Sunday and you start singing. There's a reason why we don't force people to stand up and sing, thinking that's the way we connect with God, because some people, as soon as you're sitting in a certain position, you can get into the zone better than if you're standing. For some people, I need to stand. I don't know what it is, but when I'm standing and singing, I am more in the moment. Vince was telling me, he watches me from time to time. He says, Jeff, you don't bow, you look up, even with your eyes closed. I said, I do. I start trying different. I went, yeah, I feel like I can see God when I'm like this. You know your spot. You know what kind of things you do. If you're intentional about this, every Sunday morning you come in, or every morning or at night or moment when you're thinking, I want to connect with God right now, pay attention to your, even your physical posture can help or limit. Okay. Last thing. Is this making sense? Maybe this sounds ooga booga. I'm telling you. No one ever taught me this growing up, but I'm telling you, there are people out there, even outside of our tradition, our Christian tradition, who knew this stuff. And now we're tapping in and we're going, whoa, there's something to this. We want you to connect with God. Okay, lastly. The last thing I want to explore with you is just how open your heart is to God. I don't really know how to explain this, but I think you'll get this really easily. I can go through all the motions when I'm in a discussion with Kathy. And she can tell in a heartbeat whether I'm actually open to what she's trying to tell me. I can be sitting there, smiling. I can go, And she can tell, she's going, you're not listening. Your mind and heart are closed to any other opinion, any other influence. You know what I'm saying? The heart throughout the Bible is referred to in metaphorical speaking, it speaks about an open heart or closed heart, a soft heart and a hard heart. God can't do a whole lot with a hard heart. And oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I say I want to connect with God, but I come in on my terms and my conditions. And I'm saying, God, as long as you're not going to go there, let's chat. But this is a no-fly zone. Sometimes when our heart is guarded and walled up, and I'm telling you, shame will do that. Shame puts us in this defensive mechanism where even when God is wanting to give us a hug, we are resistant. We don't want to be emotional. We don't want to feel. We don't want him to interact with something we've done. And so we just set up the wall. And I'm telling you here, there is something you can do to increase the chances of experiencing God in such a powerful way by opening up your heart and saying, I don't know where you want to go, but I'm open to it. This is hard to be taught, but when you do it, something powerfully changes. And so I'm going to invite you this morning. I don't know where your story has been. I don't know if week number one, when we started talking about stuff in the past, mistakes made, junk that's in there that's now has scar tissue that's ringing in your ears that you're going, there's a side of your life maybe that's just been closed off. And maybe that very thing is what God's going, I want to get you there because I can help you. Maybe there's a part of your life right now that you are living, and deep down inside, you think you may know what God wants to say about that, and you're going, I'm not listening because it's my way. I'm doing this my way. The sad thing is, if that is where you're at, experiencing those life-changing God moments becomes tough. So I'm going to give you a moment. I don't know how this works for you, but I'm telling you, surrender for me is often, it's a posture for me. I just open up. And that's what happened that night, not all that long ago. Standing in my boxers in the dark, just going, I give up. I smart enough. You talk to me. I yield. What do you got? We're going to take a moment. I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes. It might not be anything you need to say. It might be just a posture of your heart. Are you open to what God might be wanting to say to you? What he might be thinking about you? Go back to that picture of God that you could just visualize so well. And then just lay down any agenda, your plan, your desires, your hurts. Lay it all down and just say, God, what do you want to say to me? Think about the area in your life right now that you think might be very difficult for God, for you to hear God talk about. Is there one? Is there a chapter from your past? Is there some kind of dream that you're holding on to that you don't think he would want? Is there something you think he wants to tell you? Just look at those chapters. Look at those things. Open up. Because sometimes what he has to say is different than what we think he'll say. Just deep breaths. I'm going to invite Brad to come up. We're going to take everything that we've talked about this morning and we're going to wrap it all together. To experience God. This morning we talked about an image of God that might resonate more for you than someone else. Maybe you know something for you in terms of what God looks like in your mind or what he could look like for you. I'm going to invite you to take that image and then I'm going to ask you to take the posture, physical posture, that you just found helped you. And I want you to take that posture. And so with the image of God in your mind and the posture that just seemed to really bring you more into the moment, then I'm going to ask you to just open up your heart, combine all three of those, and just sit with God or stand with God. You don't have to be saying anything. Learn to just be with God in this moment. Maybe you'll feel him talking to you, communicating to you. I don't know what you'll feel. I want to suggest anything. I don't know what that will be, but just be open to it, would you? All right, with your eyes closed, this is the last thing we're doing before we close. Taking all three, putting them into one for one final moment. Brad's going to sing, and I'm not even going to encourage you to sing along. Just be in this moment now, all right? All right, close your eyes and take whatever position you like.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, how great is our God.
we're gonna close, and but we're gonna keep this atmosphere in here. So if you need to go, we're gonna let you go, please, by all means. But if you would like to just stay, you see, if you've experienced these moments, you know what I'm saying. How one moment can change your life. And every week we invite you into this place. And from now on, even this week, I'm going to invite you to be intentional about creating a moment. You can create a moment at home. You can do this in your car. You can turn it off or put on some, just be in that moment. Maybe you need to go for a walk. You found out I can stand and I feel God. Or it's when I'm sitting and I have my hands between. Okay, I'm going to try this more. Be intentional this week to make more time for God to just touch, talk, feel. All right? Did I spook anyone out? I'm sorry. If you're visiting here for the first time, you're going, oh, what did I do? I hope you understand. This is for your benefit, not for anyone else's. All right. We're going to dismiss. Brad's going to continue to play. You want to hang out? Great. If not, have a great week, would you? Experience God. Just connect with Him so that He can get you on His track. Make the most of your life, all right? God bless.